May Ping An.
It's indeed an honor, to privilege to be here with you, to worship you, and to share God's word with you today.
今天早上能够跟大家一起分享信息是一个荣誉。
Before we begin, let us pray. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the worship. We thank you, Lord, that we are able to meet you in your sanctuary, to worship you, to be with you as you dwell in our presence, Lord. We pray that, Lord, we continue to be able to give you the glory and respect and honor for you so deserve, Lord. All this we pray in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. Message today is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 to 10.
今天的经文取自哥林多后书第五章第一到第十节。
I read to you from the ESV version, chapter 5, verse 1 to 10. For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling, if indeed by putting it on we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we should be unclothed, but that we should be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. For we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Now, when we talk about heaven, what is the image that comes to our mind?
当我们想到天堂的时候，我们是什么样的景象呢？
I'm sure every one of us here have some idea or impression of what heaven is like.
我们每一个人都有自己的景象。
Now at the young adult cell group recently, we also talk about this at some length.
在青春年的小组里面呢，我们也探讨了这点。
Now some believe that heaven is up there beyond the clouds.
有些人觉得天堂就是在云外的地方。
We will be like angels, clothed in white with wings, each holding a golden harp in hand, playing music and praising God for all eternity.
我们就像天使一样，有翅膀，穿着白袍，然后拿手里弹琴，赞美主到永恒。
Some believe that heaven is like a huge library with endless numbers of books, and we are standing on these floating ladders, bringing us to whatever book we want to read.
有些人觉得天堂就好像一个很大的图书馆，有数不尽的书，我们就站在梯子上，能够到达任何一个书看观看。
Now we believe that Reverend Tan is creating a mini heaven in his office.
我相信可能陈牧师就是好像把他办公室当成一个小天堂一样。
Some of us believe that we are resting beneath a shady tree by a peaceful stream, simply resting in the Lord.
我们可能有些人就是觉得好像天堂就好像是安息在一个溪水边的树下。
All these imageries are well and good, but is heaven really as described?
这些景象都是很好的，可是天堂真是如此吗？
Now let's look at some descriptions of heaven found in the Bible.
我们看一下圣经里面所形容的天堂是如何的。
Now in the Bible, heaven is often described as the kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven.
在圣经里面，天堂常常形容为天国或者是神的国。
It has been described by Jesus as my Father's house with many rooms.
耶稣说这好像就是我的父的家有许多住处。
It is also known as a better country or city, which has been prepared by God.
或者是神所预备了一个更好的一个城市或者是地方。
Heaven is a place of rewards.
天堂是一个奖赏的地方。
A place where God is worshipped.
是敬拜主的地方。
A place where God lives.
是主所在的地方。
Also, heaven is a place of exceeding joy.
天堂是充满喜乐的地方。
Where there is no tears or sorrow.
没有眼泪哀伤。
And treasures are stored in heaven.
财宝积在天上。
It is also where the book of life is kept, containing the names of those who are saved.
也就是生命册在那里就记录着那些被救的人。
Do you notice that all these descriptions are only imageries?
这些形容天堂的都是一些只是一些景象。
No one can provide a definitive description of what heaven is like.
没有人具体的说明到底天堂真正是如何。
Like how we would describe a physical place like a church or a city.
就好比我们要如何形容一个城市或者一个建筑物一样。
Now, isn't it odd that God does not provide us with anything more concrete than these mere words and pictures?
你们不觉得奇怪，神没有具体的来形容这个地方吗？
In fact, when I think about what heaven is like, I'm often awestruck with wonder.
当我想到天堂是如何的时候，我充满着好奇。
Now, Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, that we fix our eyes on not what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, and what is unseen is eternal.
原来我们不是顾念那所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Now, heaven is eternal, it is unseen, and so it cannot be described factually.
天堂是永远的，那是看不见的，所以就不能具体的形容出来。
Beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder.
各花入各眼。
Now, let us fix our eyes on things that are unseen.
虽然我们把定睛在那看不见的东西。
So the word heaven in the Bible actually refers to two things in the gospel.
在圣经里面，有两种形容词来形容天堂。
Now, firstly, it is called heavenly dwelling or heaven, which refers to God's abode, His unique home or sanctuary.
第一呢，就是形容是神所居住的地方，一个房屋。
Now, secondly, it is the place of eternal habitation for those who obey God and follow Jesus.
第二呢，就是那些遵行主、跟随耶稣的人居住的地方。
In short, it is a place where God is and where Christians will be when we die.
所以简单来说，就是神的居住的地方，也是基督徒死后的地方。
Now, by Christian, I simply mean those who are followers of Christ.
这里说基督徒就是跟随耶稣的人。
It's not my task to guess who will be Christians and who will be not.
今天不是要来猜测到底谁才是真正的基督徒，谁不是。
Because someone wise once said, two things will surprise us when we arrive in heaven. Who is there and who will be not?
一个有智慧的人曾经说过，当我们在天堂的时候，我们会两个很惊奇的地方。第一个是谁在那里，第二个是谁不在那里。
So it's best we do not speculate who will be in heaven.
所以我们最好还是不要猜测谁会进入天堂。
This is strictly God's prerogative, and after all, it is not the focus of our passage today.
那是神的主权，也不是今天的早上经文的主题。
Okay. So remember, in my sermon 2 weeks ago, I brought your attention to God's glory and presence among Israel, when Moses brought the law to them.
两个星期前，在我的讲道里面，我提到当摩西把律法带到人群当中的时候，彰显了神的荣耀和他的跟以色列的同在。
So in our passage today, Paul again reminds us that God wants to dwell with us humans.
今天呢，我们看到神的确是要居住在人的当中。
Now, to be found naked, verse 3, is to be homeless.
赤着身体的意思就是没有地方住。
To die without an eternal belonging.
死了没有地方去。
As a Jew, Paul would abhor the concept of being naked, for this would suggest a man would cease to be purely and truly a man.
作为犹太人，保罗当然不要赤着肉体，因为这就表明一个人呢，不方成是一个人。
But for us, we have a building from God. We put on Christ and we are clothed with God's presence.
可是对我们来说呢，我们有神所给我们的住处，我们就把它披在身上。
Now, the idea of being clothed with the heavenly dwelling is to have God dwell among us.
所以披上这个神所给的住处呢，就是神居住在我们当中。
From the beginning of time, God has always wanted to dwell with us.
从一开始呢，神就要住在人的他的被造物当中。
In Genesis, we read about how God walked with Adam and Eve in the garden in the cool of the day.
在创世纪呢，就形容神跟亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里面居住。
In Exodus, God's presence was manifested by a pillar of fire, by the day, and no, sorry, a pillar of cloud in the day and a pillar of fire at the night.
在出埃及记呢，神就白天是云柱。晚上是火柱在人群当中。
Now when Jesus was born, they named him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
当耶稣诞生的时候，他被称为以马内利，以马内利就是神与我们同在。
Now, a New Testament scholar, N.T. Wright, tells us that it is about time we rethink our understanding of heaven from a proleptical point of view.
N.T. Wright 就告诉我们说，我们对于这个天堂的了解呢，要有一个新的观念。
新word啊，哇 ，proleptical， everybody checking dictionary。
Proleptical 这个新的观念是什么意思呢
？Now, what does it mean to be living proleptically？
Proleptically 是什么意思呢
？That is to live in the present with a future anticipation.
它的意思呢，就是你是活在现今，不过你是望着未来。
We live today as if we are already in the future.
所以呢，我们就好像我们已经是活在未来，活在现今。
Now, just as Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 to 21 says, Paul tells us that our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a savior from there.
这个在腓立比书里面呢，保罗就告诉我们，其实呢就是已经是天国的公民，而我们现在呢就期盼着那从那里而来的救赎主。
Now, this Savior is Jesus Christ.
救赎主就是耶稣。
Who will transform our earthly body to be like His glorious body?
他会改变我们的身体，成为他荣耀的身体。
We are not earthly citizens trying to gain citizenship into heaven.
我们并不是属世的公民，想要得着这个天国的公民权。
Our citizenship is already in heaven.
我们的公民权已经是在天国里面。
We are already citizens of heaven.
我们是天国的子民。
We already have the passport.
我们已经有着这个护照。
Jesus Christ will personally transform our earthly body into an eternal one.
所以主耶稣基督呢，就会把我们这个肉体呢，成为一个永恒荣耀的身体。
Now Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1 to 10 has followed on closely from the earlier chapter 4.
所以这个第五章呢就紧追着之前的第四章。
He's concerned with our earthly body.
他就是在乎我们这个在世的身体。
Now in chapter 4, our bodies, our physical bodies were described as jars of clay, fragile, full of cracks and weak, but powerful when used by God.
在第四章里面形容我们这个肉体呢就好像这个陶瓷器一样有裂痕很软。可是当神用我们的时候，却是带着能力。
Be reminded that we are not the treasures, but we are the jars of clay where God places treasures in us.
我们并不是那个瓦器里面的这个宝贝，而是神把他那个宝贝呢放在里面。
Now some say these treasures refer to the gospel. Some say they refer to Christ.
这个宝物呢，有些人形容是那个福音，有些人形容的是这个宝物是耶稣基督。
So we are the earthen vessels which are to be used by God in a powerful way.
所以我们就是这个瓦器，要被神来很大能的利用。
So in verse 1, Paul tells us the tent that is our earthly home. This refers to our earthly bodies.
所以在第一节里面所形容的就是这个帐篷呢是神所造的，这所指的呢是我们的身体。
Now in those days, Greek writers loved to describe our human bodies as tentage or a tombs or vessel or a house.
那时候当时候的人呢形容这个身体的时候常常形容成为一个瓦器啦一个屋子啦一个帐篷啦甚至一个坟墓。
Now we can easily substitute the word tent or jars of clay as our human body. And by extension, it includes also our earthly life.
所以在这里所形容的这个帐篷呢或者是陶瓷器呢基本上所形容的就是我们的身体也就是我们在世的生命。
Now what is the difference between an earthly body and an eternal one?
所以一个在世的身体和一个永恒的身体有什么区别呢
？Now by describing our body as tent, it conveys two messages.
把我们的身体形容成一个帐篷有两个意思。
It is temporary and it is easily destroyed.
第一呢，它就是暂时性的；第二，它是容易被摧毁的。
With this understanding, Paul tells us that when the tent, our earthly home, our physical body is destroyed, we have a building or body from God, which is a house not made with hands, but eternal in the heavens.
保罗这里告诉我们，我们这个在世的身体呢，当它被摧毁的时候，我们将会有一个从神而造的身体，居所而来，不是我们手所造，乃是在天上造成的。
So unlike a tent, our resurrection.The body is eternal. It is not temporal, and it will not be destroyed.
所以呢，就这个跟帐篷不同了，因为我们这个复活的身体呢是永恒的，是不能被摧毁的。
So when we die, we live in eternity with God with our new resurrected body.
所以当我们死的时候呢，我们是居住在这个天堂与神永恒的同在。
Now the main purpose of Paul's message here is to tell us that we have this eternal place with God.
所以今天保罗的重点就是要告诉我们，我们有在神那里的这个永恒的居所。
A heavenly dwelling place.
一个居住的地方。
Now, when our earthly tent is destroyed, it is not taken away from us. But Paul tells us in verse 2 that this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling.
保罗在第二节这里说，我们在这帐篷里面叹息，深想从天上而来的房屋。
Notice the keyword here is to put on the heavenly dwelling over our damaged tent.
这里说这是好像穿上衣服一样的，把这个帐篷呢穿上。
Our body does not disappear, but we have put on an additional outer garment.
所以我们的身体是没有消失的，而是我们披上了一个新的衣服。
Now this is where we talk about our resurrected body as a renewal and not as a replacement.
所以在这里所说的就是我们这个复活的身体呢，是一种更新，而不是一种替代。
The distinction here is between what is earthly and what is eternal.
这里的区别就是在世还有永恒的区别。
Our earthly body may be destroyed, but it does not disappear.
我们在世的身体虽然会被摧毁，可是没有完全的消失。
Our earthly body will be transformed into a gloriousan eternal resurrected body.
而我们的身体就会改变成为一个荣耀永恒复活的身体。
Do you remember the state of Jesus' resurrected body when he appeared among his disciples?
我们还记得主耶稣基督复活的身体是怎么样子的吗？
He passed through walls and locked doors and showed his nail-pierced hands to them as proof that he is the one who is resurrected.
他可以穿过这个门也可以让我们看到他的手呢是有被钉的。
Now Jesus' resurrected body with his nail-pierced hand gives us an idea of how our resurrected body will be like.
所以耶稣基督的这个身体呢，他的手是有钉刺的呢，就让我们能够明白我们这个复活的身体将会是如何的。
So what was once a symbol of weakness is now a symbol of strength.
所以这个代表这个软弱的呢，现在就代表刚强。
Now when we are in our earthly tent, we groan, and being burdened, we are always longing to be at a better place.
当我们在我们这个属世的帐篷的时候呢，我们是叹息，我们是劳苦，可是我们就很期盼能够到那个更好的地方。
But this groan may not necessarily be negative, but positive.
可是这个叹息并不是只是负面的，而可能是正面的。
It is in anticipation for something to come that one groans, not in distress at what is.
我们叹息不是因为我们很在乎我们现在是如何，而是因为我们期盼那个更美好的。
It's like how we long for long sermons to be longer.
就好像我们期盼那个长的讲道可以更加长。
Our groan is a longing for the future, less on what is at present.
我们的这个期盼呢，是期盼未来，而不是在乎说现在是到底如何。
Our human body is prone to illness, injury, harm, swallowed by life, and eventually death.
我们这个肉体呢，最终呢会生病，会有受伤，最后也会被这个生命所吞食。
Our eternal body is perfect without flaws, and it will be destroyed.
可是我们这个永恒的身体呢，将会是完美无缺的，而是永远不能消灭的。
This is our hope.
这是我们的盼望。
We groan in anticipation of an eternal heavenly dwelling.
我们叹息是因为期盼那个永恒的居所。
That is a good thing.
所以这是一个好的事情。
Who is the mastermind behind this master plan for us?
这个幕后的主使又是谁呢？
Now, Paul tells us that it is God, and he has given the Spirit as a guarantee.
保罗告诉我们是神，而他给了我们这个圣灵作为一个印记。
And in verse 6, but we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord.
第六节告诉我们时常坦然无惧，我们晓得我们在这身内便与神相离。
Now when we continue to be comfortable with our temporal earthly body and life, we will not be eagerly anticipating God's heavenly dwelling.
如果我们对于我们现在的身体，我们的居所，我们已经是非常安逸的话呢，我们就不会有这个叹息，想说要追求那个永恒的。
Yesterday I was at East Coast Park with my family.
昨天我在东海岸跟家人在一起。
This lady was giving out a brochure.
有人就给了我一个单张。
It was a weight loss competition.
就是告诉我要参加。一个比赛，减肥。
They never gave my wife.
他又不给我太太。
Maybe I'm too comfortable in my earthly body.
所以我想我现在我现在身体已经非常安逸了。
Now in verse 7, Paul tells us that for we walk by faith, not by sight. This is the key verse of our passage today.
第七节说我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见，而这个就是整段经文的最大的重点。
This verse is a refinement of an earlier verse in chapter 4, verse 18.
之前这个就是刚才的更另一段经文的这个写的更清楚。
Now looking to things that are unseen, this is just a rephrase of that same verse.
所以说那个看要望那个不见的呢，就是形容这个。
This is one of Paul's great wisdom for us.
这是保罗非常大的一个智慧。
It sums up Paul's personal conviction and beliefs.
就是把这个保罗所有的这个信念呢浓缩在一起。
This is how we Christians ought to live. Walk in faith, not by sight.
我们就是作为一个基督徒就是要这样子活，就是靠着信心，而不是靠着眼见。
We look not from our eyes, but from our hearts.
我们要用我们的心理来看，而不是用眼睛来看。
We look beyond the surface, and we look deep within.
我们要看超越表面的，看到深一层的一面。
When we walk in faith, we rely on God's strength and not by our own.
当我们靠着信心来活，我们是靠着神的力量来活。
This God is pleased.
所以神就喜悦。
When we look at things that are unseen, we see the true meaning of our faith.
当我们看那看不见的时候，那就是信心的定义。
Now imagine if we had to look at Jesus only from the surface, what will we see?
想象如果我们只是看耶稣那个表面的一面，那我们会看到什么呢？
We see him as a child born out of wedlock.
我们看到他是一个私生子。
He is keeping company with prostitutes, lepers, and tax collectors.
他跟妓女、跟这个长麻风的，还有这个税吏一起共舞。
Someone who has been murdered in that culture's most shameful manner, crucifixion.
而他是在当时候最羞辱的方式，钉十字架而死。
If we only look at Jesus from what is seen, we would have missed out on experiencing God's dwelling among us.
如果我们只是看那表面的话呢，我们就会错过了神跟我们在一起这个最重要的经历。
We would have missed out on Jesus as a friend of sinners and as a pardon for our sins.
我们就看不到耶稣是罪人的朋友，他是为我们的罪而赎罪。
When we walk by faith and not by sight, we experience the presence of God in our lives.
当我们靠着信心而不是眼见来活的时候，我们就会经历神在我们生命中。
We experience His comfort in our time of suffering.
我们在患难中能够体会到他的安慰。
His power in our weakness.
在我们软弱的时候体会到他的能力。
His faith in our doubt.
在我们疑惑的时候得到他的信心。
This is precisely why heaven is described using beautiful imageries.
所以天堂就用这么美好的景象来形容。
The things of God.Are things unseen?
因为神的事情就是看不见的事情。
This is our groaning.
这是我们的叹息。
This is our longing.
这是我们的声望。
Our anticipation in the things that are unseen.
我们期盼那看不见的事。
Even in the Lord's Prayer.
就算在主祷文里面。
We pray for God's kingdom to come. God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们祷告神的国降临，他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Paul's ambition is also our ambition.
所以这个保罗的期盼也是我们的期盼。
Our aim is to please God.
我们就是要来使神喜悦。
Paul's ambition to please God is rooted in his courage during the course of his life.
神的保罗的使神喜悦是在他生命中显出那个坦然无惧。
For those of us who have engaged in the Bible study in Acts, we would know his ups and downs and his near-death experiences.
当我们查经查到这个《使徒行传》的时候，我们就知道他的生命里面有很多这个经历死亡的经验。
We see how his faith and his near-death experiences are intimately intertwined.
我们看到他的信心和他这个几乎死亡的经验呢，这两个是息息相关的。
It is with full confidence that he encourages us twice in verse 6 and 8 that we are of good courage.
所以他是带着全面的信心，在第六节、第八节都告诉我们说，我们是坦然无惧的。
We can be bold in faith.
我们在信心里面可以强。
For our confidence and courage is not by our own strength, but by our in our risen Lord.
我们可以无惧，我们能够有信心，因为我们知道我们的力量不是在我们里面，而是在我们复活的主那里。
And finally, in verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着自己本身所行的，或善或恶，受报。
Now, all of us will be judged according to our works, whether good or evil.
我们都会为着我们所做的受审判。
But you will not get into heaven if you have done good.
你不会因为你只是做了好事，你就进入天堂。
Rather, the only judgment we ought to be concerned with is what clothes are we wearing when we appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
而唯一的审判就是当你再到神的基督的审判座前的时候，你是披着什么衣服
？Is Christ your fashion label?
你披着的是否是基督呢
？Okay, I'm not encouraging us to be fashion conscious here, but I'm just using it to illustrate the point that what are we wearing when we are in heaven.
在这里不是追求时髦，而是告诉提醒我们，我们穿着的是什么品。
Now, are you marked with Christ's name on your hearts?
你的品牌那里是否有基督这个名字呢？
Are you putting on Christ, or are you still wearing your old body suit?
你是否在披戴基督，还是在穿着你旧的衣服呢？
Have you put on God's heavenly dwelling over your old tent?
你是否已经把神所造的那个居所披在你原本的这个帐篷里面呢？
Now, if you aim to get into heaven, that is your life aim, right? You might be in for a big surprise at the end.
如果你的追求的梦想只是说我要进入天堂，那最后可能你会有一个很大的惊喜。
Now, what then is the purpose of life?
所以你这个生命的意义又是什么呢？
The Westminster Confession tells us that it is to glorify God and to worship Him and enjoy Him forever.
威斯敏信条说的是我们是要来荣耀神而要跟他同享乐。
Is that it?
就是这样子吗？
To glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
跟他得荣耀最后同享乐吗？
Are there any other purposes in life?
是否有其他的梦想呢？
Now Paul tells us here that our ambition is to please God.
保罗在这里说我们的梦想就是要使神喜悦。
To walk in faith and not by sight.
靠着信心而不是眼见来活。
Some say that it is to take up our cross and to follow Jesus.
有些人说可能是就是要背起自己的十字架跟随耶稣。
Some say it is to do God's will.
有些是说要行神的旨意。
After all, that is also what Jesus did.
因为耶稣也是这样子做。
Jesus sums it up in the two greatest commandments.
耶稣就把它定为两个这个命令。
To love God and to love man.
就是要爱神和爱人。
Now all these are right and complementary to each other.
这些都是对的，也彼此互补。
But there is one common thread that runs throughout all of these purposes.
可是这些所有的目标呢，都有一个共同点。
This common thread is that all of us need a relationship with Jesus for this to happen.
这些的共同点呢，就是我们需要跟耶稣基督建立关系，才能够建立这些目标。
Only through Him we can glorify God.
只有通过基督，我们才能够荣耀神。
And enjoy Him forever.
跟他同享乐。
To please Him.
要使神喜悦。
To walk in faith and not by sight.
靠着信心而不是眼见来活。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 27 tells us.For all of you who were baptized in Christ, into Christ, have clothed yourself with Christ. 慢慢来，不用紧张。
加拉太书第三章第二十七节，你们受洗归入基督的是都是披戴基督。
And in Romans chapter 13 verse 14, rather, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
罗马书第十三章第十四节，这里说，总要披戴基督，不要为肉体安排，去放纵私欲。
Only when we put on Christ can we truly learn to love God and to love others.
所以只有在我们披戴基督的时候，我们才会真正的学习爱人爱神。
Now let me end with a story by James Inill Parker, one of the most influential Christian theologians of our time.
让我以 J.I. Parker 所说的话来作为总结。
What shall we do in heaven?
我们在天堂要做什么呢？
As I get older, I find that I appreciate God and people and good and lovely and noble things more and more intensely.
当我年纪越大呢，我就越来越能够欣赏神，还有周围的事物，还有那些美好的东西。
Now it is with pure delight to think that this enjoyment will continue and increase in some form.
所以呢，我想到说这些能够享受的东西能够越长久越美好的时候，我就会心里高兴。
What form? God knows, and I'm content to wait and see.
可是这个形式又是什么呢？我神只有神才知道。
Literally forever.
而这会到永恒。
In fact, Christians inherit that the destiny which fairy tales envisage in fancy.
我们的基督徒呢，最后的这个命运呢，就是这个童话故事里面所说的这个最后的结局。
Now we, yes, you and I, the silly, safe sinners, live and live happily.
我们就会这个从此快乐的活下去。
And by God's endless mercy, will we be living happily ever after?
而神的这个怜悯，让我们这个能够直到永恒。
We cannot visualize heaven's life.And a wise man will not try to do so.
我们不能想象这个天堂的生活会是如何的，而有智慧的人呢，不会这么做。
Instead, he will dwell on the doctrine of heaven, where the redeemed will find their heart's desires.
而我们他会追求这个天堂里面的这个定义，就是那个被救赎的会得着他心里所期盼的。
Joy with the Lord, joy with His people, and joy in the ending of all frustration and distress.And in the supply of all wants,
就是在主里面喜乐，在主的子民里面喜乐，而在那个愁烦结束而能够得着心里所愿的里面而喜乐。
Now, what was said to the child? If you want sweets and hamsters in heaven, they'll be there.
我们可能会跟这个小孩子说，哦，如果你喜欢糖果，你喜欢这个天竺鼠呢，在天堂里面会有。
Was not an evasion, but a witness to the truth that in heaven, no felt needs or longing go unsatisfied.
这不是一个逃避这个问题，而是一个见证说，在天堂里面，你所有的期盼和叹息呢，必得着。
But what our wants will actually be, however, we hardly know.
可是到时候我们真正想要的是什么呢？我们现在可能还不知道。
Except for the first and foremost, we want to be always with the Lord.
可是我们心里最想要的呢？我想就是跟神同在到永恒。
So what shall we do in heaven?
所以我们在天堂到底做些什么呢？
Not lounge around, but to worship, work, think, and communicate, enjoying activity, beauty, people, and God.
不是在那里无所事事，而是在那里呢敬拜、做事情、思想，而和神人一起呢分享那个美好的事物。
Now, first and foremost, however, we shall see and love Jesus, our Savior, Master, and Friend.
可是第一呢，就是我们能够碰到我们主耶稣基督，他是我们的救赎主，我们的主人，我们的朋友。
Friends,
朋友。
Being in heaven is to be with Christ.
在基督里面，在天堂呢，就是跟基督在一起。
This is what we should be longing for.
这是我们的叹息。
This is our heavenly dwelling.
这是我们的居所。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for you, our Lord and Savior, our Master and our Friend. Lord, if we have yet to put you over us, Lord, we pray this day that we do so. We pray that, Lord, we will carry you in our hearts everywhere we go, not justas a spoken label, but as a living label of you, as testimony of you in us. We thank you, Lord, that our anticipation is in the future, that we are already citizens of heaven. We pray that, Lord, we will live in the present as it is, Lord, living with a view of the future in mind. We thank you, Lord, for your wisdom and your spirit as our guarantee.We thank you all this in Jesus' most precious and holy name we pray. Amen.